From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show. This looks like a job for me, so everybody
just follow me, because we need a little controversy. Squirrel, you ever hear of the cone of uncertainty? No? That's what the Weather Channel calls it. 3 o'clock in the morning. Then it spends the next 23 hours, 59.3 minutes telling everybody how they're going to be devastated by a hurricane. Now, hurricanes can be devastating, and they will happen from time to time. However, they can fly in it, they can look around, and then they have this cone, and they make everybody within 600 miles run to the grocery store and buy out the water and cancel flights and the rest of it. It's called the cone of uncertainty, which I thought started at the collar of every Democrat and just went up into infinity. Unless we're talking about Joe Biden, it starts at his ankles, because you never know what's going to happen. Follow the stream up, and it just gets worse from there. As we collapse the economy by over $29 trillion. Now, here's the thing, Squirrel. That only pertains to the private economy. It's true. The government-sponsored economy, which never has a recession, which never stops spending, which has endless pension funds and agreements, they're not subjected to the realities of the economy. But what you saw today in the market is what's typical under Joe Biden. Since November of 2021, capital markets of private people, not those government supremacists, us, we the people, have lost $29 trillion. That's the Joe Biden presidency. That's what it cost you. And that's what's most important. We could talk about all this other stuff, and I have the clip of the Duchess of Chaffington calling everybody who supports Donald Trump Nazis. Why doesn't it work, Squirrel? Squirrel, hit H. Clinton. We're having some sort of a NSA interference that will be blamed. It will be blamed on the hurricane with the cone of uncertainty. In the meantime, if you wouldn't mind hitting H. Clinton. All right. Everyone just sing to yourself if you're in your car. But what she goes on to say is she calls anybody who did not support her her unfortunate circumstance of running in politics. If you did not support her, you, in fact, are a Nazi. That's the broader point of what Hillary Clinton said. And what she doesn't understand is that the reason people didn't support her is that a lot of people did, in fact, catch what Hillary Clinton was doing. A lot of people did see that Hillary Clinton was running on the same false promises that have now bankrupted this country. We are bankrupt, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot lose this kind of money. You cannot pretend you can spend your way out of it. It is not working. And in the meantime, what is happening?
I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler. How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on? So there is a real pressure, and I think it is fair to say we're in a struggle between democracy and autocracy.
This is coming off of 2 years of autocracy, of 2 years of politicians telling you you couldn't go out of your house, you couldn't visit your friends and your relatives, you couldn't go to wakes, and you couldn't open your business. Obviously, there's something involved with calories. When you get to a certain count, you lose all faculties of understanding what autocracy, what fascism, what Nazis really are. Nazis are the National Socialist Worker Parties. Nazis ran on a platform of delivering utopia via government control that the American Democrats are now implementing and failing at miserably. The Nazis of yesteryear are the American Democrats of today. The only difference is they're not as well dressed. They're not double stitched. Those aren't Hugo Bosses and the lapels aren't big. But they are, in fact, the modern day Nazis. That's the joke of it all. So as you turn on the news and you hear that Italy has a right wing fascist, take into account these are people who don't understand. Fascism is left wing. Fascism is in Washington right now. It is Joe Biden. It is the Democrats. It is Chicago. That's fascism. That's National Social Worker Party. That is collectivism. So for her to tell people that believe in Americanism, in freedom, in capitalism, that they're Nazis only is a display that, one, she either doesn't know what it means, or B, she is still putting lipstick on a pig, and I don't just mean in the morning. That is the reality of what Hillary Clinton is. And what she's trying to do now is something she's never been able to do. Long before Donald Trump became a Republican, back when she used to go to parties at Donald Trump's house. What she's trying to do now is be relevant, because what she doesn't want to admit is that anybody could have beaten her. She is the most obvious political crook, whore, rat out in politics today. And even at 80, she's irrelevant, but she's dying to be relevant. She has a hard time, as all of these Democrats do, recognizing the fact that everyone in this country knew why her husband cheated on her and knew that anybody that ran against her would, in fact, win.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And I believe you. You were banging everyone else, and everyone understood why. Because the Duchess of Chaffington is unlikable, and I could have ran squirrel hands against her, and he would have been the president. You're the reason Donald Trump won. And it's great, because this country was better off for it. And we only had 2.5 years of what was possible before you unleashed the virus on the American people to implement your autocracy that you obviously don't know what it means, as we are still in Democrat sewers living under these autocrats, regardless of their failure, as society collapses deeper and deeper into chaos of American Democrat policies, which are really European autocrat policies.
Does President Biden think America's big cities are safe?
Can you say more?
Well, we know that thefts and robberies are up about 20% in the first half of this year, so I'm wondering if he thinks America's big cities are safe.
Are you talking about the New York Times story specifically? Or yeah, is that what you're referring to?
The murder rate is still 30% above its 2019 level. They're all from the Council on Criminal Justice. So we've seen some high-profile examples of this. The Washington Commanders running back was being mugged. He got shot. Karen Bass, member of Congress, had her house robbed. These are high-profile people. So should everyday Americans who are not in the public eye feel safe?
So I'll say this. That same story also stated that the crime is complicated and multifaceted.
Complicated and multifaceted.
Oh, God.
It goes where it's loved, honey. It's like money. And where crime and chaos and corruption is loved is anywhere there's a Democrat in charge with the cone of uncertainty around his head. That is where it thrives. And it will continue to thrive that way. So when I see ABC release the polls, there's no sign of a Republican wave. They may be right. I don't think they are, but they may be. Because what we have, unfortunately, in this society is a group of people that have gotten used to being slaves. The Democrats that run these plantations love implementing their superiority over the citizens, as they demand that the citizens thank them rather than recognize the kind of slave you are in these Democrat areas. And this is a story that broke Friday.
Cook County's wheel tax is no longer. The Board of Commissioners unanimously passing an elimination ordinance ending the county's vehicle registration fines and fees. Commissioners say this will create new savings for working families by reducing the cost of owning and operating a vehicle in unincorporated Cook County. This takes effect.
So now when it's implemented, they knew what it was going to do. They knew it was going to take money off your table. They knew it was going to cause financial turmoil to people who were trying to get ahead. And now as you're sinking into the ramifications and results of having Democrats in charge of your policies, they're giving you a little bit of your own money back. Now say thank you, slave, and don't recognize exactly what needs to happen. For as long as these Democrats are in charge, there will in fact
be failure and chaos. And those predators in society will thrive because they now have the attention of the political pimps and whores in charge of policy.
I'm happy that he's going to be going home to his family, and that even if you're not moved by, again, the morality of having these folks go back home, despite serving sentences that were in excess to what the crime was.
He's talking about a Democrat base member, scumbag, who stabbed his victim 26 times. He's happy he's going to go home to be with his family. As for the victim, who's dead and buried, I guess he votes Democrat too in these sewers of corruption. That's called winning on two fronts. It is a true problem. And in the meantime, I want you to leave this segment on a little happy note. The saggy Speaker of the House, who is worth well in excess of a couple $100 million, got all dolled up in her $6,000 costume to go talk about global warming. I wonder if implants, do they cause CO2 levels to rise? How about Botox in your face? How about cocaine or drinks? Is there anything attached to the average day in Pelosi's life that raise CO2 levels? The good news is even the people who go to concerts to celebrate the idea of autocracy and fascism and the eco-Nazi movement, they don't like Nancy either.
We know that climate change is a global crisis, but we can start addressing it by responding it at home.
I couldn't talk about
it.
They boot her off the stage. So there is some hope. Maybe if New Yorkers can set the trend, they were the first to throw out the rat bastard Democrats. Maybe. Illinois will follow. We will know. And I will take your calls. 312-642-5600.
Boo this man!
This is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
All right, so all the screens went down. Camera went out. It may happen from time to time. I'd like to blame the weather. But on the day, I think it was Putin today, gave Snowden citizenship, didn't he? That's today, yeah. Yeah. I remember when that happened. And how could he? He's obviously a traitor, as he told you your government was surveilling you. And then 5 days ago, you were just informed that not only has the NSA been collecting data on you, but Homeland Security is. Now that the Democrat mafia is in control of things, they'll know exactly who to audit with their new IRS agents. Boy, that Snowden was way off base, way off base. He was obviously a traitor. Or he was warning you as to what would happen if Democrats remained in control and stayed in places and were able to lie to your faces. I guess he kind of told you what would happen if this happened.
And in 41 states, plus the District of Columbia, the average gasoline price is less than $2.99.
Now, he's obviously lying or delusional, but does it matter? Does it matter? You know, you watch these polls and you're supposed to get excited. A third of Democrats still support Biden. That means to tell you there's 100 million morons in this country. No one should support this piece of garbage. No one. Everyone should recognize he is unfit, unable, and compromised by being the political whore he is. But unfortunately, we have to celebrate little victories when surrounded by morons. The cone of uncertainty. Jaden, Walworth, Wisconsin.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Jason?
Jayden, I'm doing good as well.
Jaden.
Last time I checked, there was 4 million illegal immigrants that came over the border. That's like almost an entire state. So, like, if Trump was to become president in 2024, then, like, how would he sustain that? Like, what would he be able to do? So, like, you can't just kick him out. So, what would you be able to do?
First thing you have to do is this. Simple. You could do small reforms that disincentivize illegal aliens. In other words, you discount the people that are illegal from being eligible for welfare benefits. You see, right now, they're not. Right now, they're getting them. Right now, they can enroll in school. In states like Illinois, it's a sanctuary state, driver's license. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of benefits that come. So why come legally if you're going to reward illegals? You disincentivize that. In other words, you would enforce simple immigration law. And by the way, I think there needs to be welfare reform for American citizens, let alone none. So you could change the country overnight. You have to keep in mind, when Donald Trump was president, he only really had 2 years of policies to enact and go into effect. Yeah. And in that short time, you saw how quickly the economy changed. We were meandering in feudalism when Barack Obama was president. It was terrible. Economy was terrible. The market was terrible. In just 2 short years, things were able to turn around. And then in his third year, you were hit with the pandemic. So you never really even got 4 years of his presidency. So if he would have been able to have his victory counted and not have the election stolen, this economy, foreign policy, everything would be much different. So that's very, you know, that's to keep in mind. But you can change it over in a second. For instance, you gave me a lead-in. Thank you very much, Jaden, for the call. And that lead-in is, let's visit the lovely world of EBT.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, Shalane. I'm back today with another video. In today's video, we're going to be discussing the emergency allotment for the month of October, as well as we have more money for children under the age of 6, guaranteed income programs, cash assistance programs, and more, my darling. So if you want to know...
More, my darling? Why wouldn't everybody come here? Did you know that? Now, this is coming off of last month, where if you're on EBT, which was called food stamps when I was a kid, and people were ashamed to be welfare roaches, now they're proud and arrogant and out loud. You got $1,300 last month to offset the inflation nobody wants to talk about. What do you get this month?
Apply, right? Even I don't care what your income at this point, apply. Next, we are headed to Pennsylvania, where Governor Tom Wolf's administration has announced the expansion of the state's SNAP program. So this means in
Pennsylvania, big elections, right? Democrats or Republicans, will the Democrats hang on? I think I know how they're going to hang on. Let's give the welfare roaches, let's get more of them in the box. And give them more money.
Additional 420,000 Pennsylvanians would now be eligible for food stamps. I talked about.
I wonder if he's going to win by 420,000. Oh, I think so. 420. You vote for me. You don't have to buy food.
This in my last video, which it did very well. So if you're here new, what up? Okay. Thank you so much for following my videos. But we all know that effective October 1st, all states now will have an increase in the income threshold for applicants of SNAP benefits. And Pennsylvania is going to go up to 200% of the federal poverty level.
That means if you're married, you and your wife could make under $210,000 and get food stamps. That's how you change things. This is how the Democrats stay in power. They're willing to put up with this dimwit. Point to a Democrat area and show me the freak running it. They're willing to put up with the scandal and the corruption that becomes commonplace. They're willing to be told, we're going to help you out by alleviating a tax we knew would take your money, like the wheel tax in Crook County. They're willing to take it because human beings can adapt down. Take a look around you. Look at the news. You want to see adapting down? That's how you get to this position. What we've learned is that human beings not only are easy whores, they're cheap. You sell your dignity for food stamps rather than fight the reason the food prices have raised drastically in 18 months.
Over these last 18 months, Democrats have delivered. Let me rephrase that. Over these last 18 months, Democrats have delivered big time.
Celebrate it. Celebrate it. Because that failure that has happened in the last 18 months, they should wear it like a cone of uncertainty around their head, like a dog that had surgery on its genitals. That's what they should all be walking around with, the cone of uncertainty. Cream Puff Jim, Chicago.
Hi, Sean. If the Republicans go completely QAnon, you think they'll wear coonskin hats and get those old blunderbusses out?
The Democrats went BlueAnon. And I'm worried that everyone's going to turn into a municipal worker in Chicago and not worry about the stretch marks around their neck like you have. And just keep voting for these political whores to where you get used to it. And then maybe you could bump into one on Rush Street and say, hey, like a celebrity. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? 312-642-5600.
I'm too fat.
Broadcasting from the petri dish of corruption known as the state of Illinois,
in the upper Midwest, the nation, and around the world.
This is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer. AM 560. The Answer.
What happened to JR? I was going to take him. He hung up. scared him a little bit, huh? You know, he was on food stamps. He wanted to tell me about the righteousness in it. Let me explain something. Everybody needs help from time to time. But what there's a large section of the American society forgot or doesn't understand or is willing to go along with. When you take someone's dignity, you take away their soul, their spirit. Human beings are supposed to have dignity. There's only one way to get it, and that's to earn it. You can't give it. You can give money to somebody, but you can't give them dignity. Once somebody is proud of themselves, they will be courageous enough to call out the fraud in society. That's what needs to happen. See, people have been lulled into servitude, into accepting this. Your standards are so low now in Chicago, you think it's normal to have the kind of corrupt government in City Hall that you see before you. You think that's normal. That is unacceptable to a society that has dignity. That's the difference. The only reason American society is in this quagmire of corruption, open and notorious. Do you know we're spent $6.5 billion just on congressional advertising and elections this year? More than ever in history. It's now normal to spend billions of dollars for governor races. That's now normal. Forget about presidencies. That is open and notorious corruption, and it's normal to have laws passed that benefit the campaign contributors, and you're used to it. None of that is acceptable in a society with pride. Everyone would stand up and call that what it is, just like they booed Nancy Pelosi in New York. Everyone should boo every one of these political whores. I call them that not just because it's appropriate, for a very specific reason. They're prostituting the power we the people give them. Now, if you're not going to have the testicle fortitude to take it back, and you're going to sink deeper and deeper into this American slavery, then you're lost. Then you're just arguing who gets the government favoritism. People of all races used to know this. Some people still do.
People, because they say, oh, there you go with a pull yourself up by the bootstraps thing, and, you know, you're just being respectable. Not everybody can do that.
Well, everybody can. Everybody doesn't. Courage. Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations where they say, well, I'll never get out of this. So they won't. I say to people who say, well, I would like to have done so and so and so. So, well, you could have done it. So, well, I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day.
You're exactly right. It's hard when you say that.
Afterwards, Don Lemon tells Morgan Freeman, you're exactly right. That's not how he started the questioning. That's not the answer he wanted to have. But when faced with the fact, everybody can earn the dignity to buy their own food. But as you corrupt society and bribe them to hide the government failure that has made that food expense triple, now they're not interested in why it's triple. They don't care. You bought them. And that's how Democrats retain office. That's what's going on right before your nose. That's the corruption in Chicago. They bought society off by making them think government was going to help them. That's why I'm outraged at Cook County, which is a joke of jokes. Do you know the size of Cook County? You know the money that is misappropriated, if I'm kind, stolen, if I can read, every single year from the Cook County taxpayers? You're never going to quantify how much corruption that is. And now you cheer for these very crooks because they give you some of your money back in alleviating a wheel tax, rather than question why in the world am I paying these exorbitant fees on property I own, whether it's cars or houses? This is about character and dignity. A society with it, without it, is easy to be run by autocrats like Hillary Clinton, who's qualified to do nothing. So many of these people are qualified to do nothing. So many of them. And you, unfortunately, live constantly in the ramifications of their failure, no matter what it is.
Police are investigating yet another attack on the CTA Red Line this morning. Police are looking for the suspect seen on video hitting a man over the head with a full bottle of wine.
This happened yesterday.
They're two punk kids. He's a 70-something-year-old veteran. And everybody on the train did nothing. One girl went up and said, stop beating him. One girl. What has happened is that society no longer has dignity. None. It's commonplace to let these scallywags run wild. And who are you going to turn to? The government? The government doesn't want to help you. It wants to help them because they have the money, they have the power, they have the control. That's why in these South American hellholes, they let the street gangs take over. The problem in our society today is not illegal immigration. It's that we're being invaded by the Sinaloa cartel.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is warning Americans about an emerging trend in the opioid epidemic, and that is rainbow fentanyl. These brightly colored pills and powders look very similar to candy, even sidewalk chalk, but to be clear, they're dangerous. They contain the highly addictive, highly powerful drug fentanyl. Joining me now, CNN's Jacqueline Howard.
They're blending in with the people who are running from the corruption in the Central and South American countries. Just like the Democrat roaches are blending in with the political whores and pimps in Central and South America to bring that corruption and make it commonplace in the sanctuary cities and in Washington, D.C. So when you call and want to tell me about the pride of food stamps, there's nothing proud about getting your sustenance from government. Nothing. You have no pride. You have no dignity. You're simply a useful idiot. Everybody needs help from time to time. But if it's not temporary, then you're a loser. And you shouldn't be making decisions that destroy the livelihoods of other people. Craig in Mount Greenwood.
Oh, hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
What time? I'm glad the screen was up. I know what it's like to be doing a radio show and all the screens are black. I didn't even know where I was talking. I couldn't even click the clips. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, I thank you for taking my call on that. I'll tell you what, besides, it's so important that you get this news out every day. I mean, you're right on top of all the things going on. And that I heard something today that took and that made me sick. There's this guy, Mark Hook or something like that, in Pennsylvania, family of seven. He's a pro-life guy that's a real, outspoken and all that. His wife, homeschool teacher. So the DOJ must have caught wind, you know, another conservative Christian guy. I mean, 25 to 30 FBI agents show up at his house 7 a.m. in the morning, like I think it was on Friday, taking muscle away in there, pointing guns everywhere. The kid scared the hell out of all the kids in the house. I mean, to arrest him.
Was he an oath keeper? Was he QAnon or was he a Nazi Trump supporter? What was he accused of? In a government that doesn't want to look into the corruption living at 1600 Pennsylvania, what was he guilty of?
Okay, here's what he was accused of. So a year ago or so, there was an incident over at he was there with his 12-year-old boy. They were at one of these places, clinics and stuff like that, praying and stuff like that out there. And then some escort, that a patient escort that's associated with the facility was yelling at his kid, the 12-year-old kid, and getting kind of like, in his face and all stuff. So the dad and the kid walked down the street. They walked away from the front of the building and kind of walked away. The escort followed them and continued to, like, yell at the young kid. And I mean, the dad ended up, he shoved that escort. He shoved him. And the kid in the escort fell, and so he was accused of assaulting that guy. And with that FACE Act or whatever that act that the regime put in there, you know, you do anything to interfere with abortion, it's a federal crime. So when Pennsylvania a year ago took and dropped it, they basically dropped the charges. I mean, the DOJ, Biden DOJ, picked it up and said, oh, yeah, we're going to. And then they went after this guy again, and that's what led to
That makes sense. I'm going to get the story. What was the guy's name again? We'll have Honey Bunny look into it. What was the guy's name?
Mark Hook, Hook, and it's in Pennsylvania. And, man, he's a great guy, Catholic. He's a Catholic pro-life guy.
He's obviously a radical. Let me ask you this. Why doesn't Merrick Garland want to look into any of the syndicate crime organizations and kickbacks between the organized unions in Chicago, Illinois, and money into the Chicago Democrat regime? Does he not want to look into any of that? Or any of the aldermen that are bought for the $5,000 $5,000 whore, you could buy yourself an alderman to eat a banana and drop off a fruit salad and put in a red light camera. Is there any indication that the Department of Justice is going to look into what's destroying Chicago, Illinois?
No, because I got the answer to your question. Right. This guy, this DOJ in Merrick Garland, they are just looking for anybody that's obviously conservative or Christian or a Trump supporter, and then he sends out these guys, these FBI.
I wonder if Merrick Garland ever met Bob Creamer, who is the husband of Jan Schakowsky, and at the bottom of numerous scandals of violence, both at UIC and attached to January 6th. You think Merrick Garland will look into that? Nah.
Nope.
The good news is, when Bob Creamer sees Merrick Garland, it's a prettier wife than Jan Schakowsky is. 312-642-5600.
Marxists, socialists, and communists are not welcome on the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560, The Answer. AM 560, The Answer.
You know what's funny as you listen to just how political the so-called Department of Justice is? And the hurricane that's happening and the incompetence of where it's going to hit reminds me of Haiti. That's how my brain works there, Squirrel. When Barack Obama was president, Haiti was hit by a hurricane. The Clinton Foundation jumped to the rescue. Bill Clinton came out of molesting interns. Hillary Clinton was just about to be appointed Secretary of State. And the Clinton Foundation raised a bunch of money to help Haiti after the hurricane. And they built an industrial park. I think it's like called Caracal or whatever. They spent billions and billions of dollars. And they were going to help the Haitians after the hurricane. And all the money's gone. The industrial park is a shell. But the cell phone company that used to pay a tremendous amount of money to the Clinton Foundation for speeches is called Digicel. And the owner is an Irish guy by the name of O'Brien, part of the short in the pants mafia. And they got this huge contract to bring Wi-Fi and cell service to Haiti. It was going to be great. I'm not quite sure, but I think that Haiti is still a hellhole. I think that money was stolen. I think the Department of Justice should look into it. But they're as safe as pigs in a blanket because Merrick Ferret Face Garland, Chicago Democrat Mafia, will protect the Duchess of Chaffington, Hillary Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Nobody blames you, Bill. Nobody blames you. Chris in Wheeling.
Yeah, I hope I'm not off topic, Sean. First of all, man, I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
But, Pritzker's sending out this income tax rebate thing, right?
Is he?
$50 for everybody.
$50? Yeah,
I just got a check in the mail.
All right.
It says, in accordance with legislation, blah, 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 rebates for individual income tax. I'm on a pension that the state doesn't tax. So they're not only they're giving me a rebate, but they're giving me it's a freaking straight up payoff.
Yes, and it can't buy the governor pancakes, the fat bastard. Yeah, $50. Look at you. You're like one of the hobos on Madison they used to buy Ripple for. Here's a $5 shot of Ripple, vote Democrat, like in the 70s. This is what they do, brother. And
yeah,
it works.
The point is I don't pay a state income tax on my pension.
You just got $50 to vote Democrat, brother. It ain't got nothing to do with your income.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, because when you talk about this crap that they're doing,
yeah,
I want you to know that they're giving money to people that didn't even pay a tax.
Yes. Yes, that's what they're doing. They're not, but you called it right in the first case. They're giving you the $50 to vote Democrat, because in the mind
right.
of the moron, they got $50 from Pritzker. Now all they got to do is go vote for him. Most of the people are used to the failure. They're used to the death. They're used to the crime. You have the politicians coming out and saying, these are improvements. You see her in her Jiminy Cricket costume come out with her shaved male head, pattern baldness in her head. Lori Lightfoot comes out and says, this is better. It's an improvement. Now you look at the Democrat education system where neither the teachers or the students can say the word ask. And now they got $50. How do you think they're going to vote? Thank you, Chris, for coming to the show.
Hey, wait, one last question.
Go ahead.
Please?
Yes.
The question I have remaining is, do I cash this check or do I just throw it in the garbage? I mean,
I don't know.
I
remember when Trump, when the first round of remember when Trump sent out money to just basically everybody when they shut down COVID? You remember that? There was going to be the 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden, like, if you had paid taxes, you got money. And I think it was like $270 or whatever it is. And a bunch of my friends and myself in the cigar store took the checks, put them in a pile, smoked cigars, and laughed and threw them out. That's what I did. That's what my friends did. You do what you got to do, brother. It's your world. Whatever you got to do, don't matter to me. But I'm not for sale. That check for me. See, this is an argument between me and a corrupt government. My government is corrupt. My government is abusing the people. It is doing it on extorting good working people. I am against it. I don't want its favoritism, and I don't want its freaking money. So you could put commas and zeros on it, and I'll light that son of a dog up like it was a cheap cigar. That's just me. I'm stubborn that way. But my grandmother told me, you cut your nose off to spite your face. What are you going to do? Dogs got to bark. Birds got to fly. 312-642-5600.
Marxists, socialists, and communists are not welcome on the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560, The Answer. From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy.
When I started the show, I told you about Morgan Stanley Capital International. It's an index that monitors private markets around the world. They let us know that since November, capital markets around the world have lost $29 trillion. The world international reserves, just to give you some perspective, the entire world, all the money reserves are $12 trillion. For those of you that went to CPS, 29 is more than double. That's the cost of the Biden administration, Keynesian policies of corruption and corporatism that have destroyed economies around the world. You're lucky. You're living in the best place. Imagine what it's like in the third world corrupt sewers run by political whores like Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, the Duchess of Chaffington, or the not-so-lovely, saggy speaker Nancy Pelosi. Imagine. I wanted to bring on E.J. Antoni, who does imagine. E.J. Antoni is one of those old-fashioned capitalists, those old-fashioned people who believe that money is to be with the people, not the collective government. He is also a research fellow for Heritage Foundation. E.J., how are you?
Sean, I'm hanging in. How are you doing?
I get more and more aggravated. And, you know, it's hard because you spend the weekend where you're really getting the news dump from these political propaganda machines called media to tell you just how bad things really are. And the market opens up, and people in America are so used to losing that when the market's down 300 and change, they're like, it's not so bad. And we're complacent into the bastardization of our economy. I'm a little aggravated at that.
Oh, no, certainly. I mean, and what does that say about how desensitized we have become when a 300 point drop in the Dow is considered nothing? I mean, that just goes to show how many thousand-point declines we have had to bear witness to and suffer under with this administration.
And I think it's because people don't understand that is the only barometer. You know, they call it the Dow Jones. People don't realize they rotate stocks in and out of it. It's a manipulated index at best. But what it really is, when you talk about the market in total, that is a gauge of what is supposed to be private economy. Now, it's been corrupted, and so many of those companies are subsidized. In fact, I don't think there's one in there that isn't. But moreover, the entire population of the nation has lost trillions upon trillions of dollars because of this political administration, the corruption in it, and the decisions it's going to continue to make as long as it's in power.
100%. And as long as it has this Federal Reserve that is willing to subsidize its every move.
And, you know, it's a private company, EJ. This idea that we think it's government goes to show you just how stupid we are and how many fairy tales we're willing to believe. And that's not a good indication for the future, because to your point in this article, the ramifications of this kind of economic malfeasance is guarantee slavery for the citizens in the future. They have to get this money somewhere. And they have to, they're in total control of the way in which it's even paid off. So they like it where it is because it is a baton. It is a weapon of collectivism, of tyranny, of guaranteed taxation for every honest man and woman in this country.
Right. That's exactly what inflation is. Inflation is a hidden tax. And, you know, it's so ironic. We're seeing a total repeat of exactly what we saw about 100 years ago. You know, the Federal Reserve's first big test by its designers was World War One, and it performed brilliantly. It created a massive inflation to essentially pay for the war, and then to cool off the inflation afterwards, it engineered a recession in 1920, almost exactly 100 years ago. And we're seeing exactly that right now. The Fed created a massive inflation in order to pay for all of this government spending. It produced this incredible hidden tax on the American people. And now to get rid of the inflation, Powell is going to get you coming and going. He's going to make a ton of people lose their jobs so that they don't have money to spend anymore.
Why is it that the opposition, the people who are running for office, refuse to explain this? They sidestep the issue. They don't discuss it anymore. When so many successful movements of people who wanted fiscal responsibility were started and won by specifically talking about this, you do not see a politician talking about the corruption we've become accustomed to and the right answers to fix it, and reflecting to just 18 short months ago how much better the climate in the country was. Are they just cowards, or are they ignorant to it?
You know, when I see this, this is more so true on the Republican side, since the Democrats don't really talk about, you know, fiscal sanity anymore. But when I hear Republicans today talk about it, that's all I see is I hear them talking and I don't see any action. No. And at some point, I think you have to wonder, when your words don't ever, I mean ever, match your actions, are you really telling the truth?
I mean, even in Illinois, the Republicans that are running, are they discussing about unleashing freedom and the private economy and neutering and putting in restraints the government corruption and the government economy that has destroyed the quality of life to where now you have to make a decision? Is it better to be on welfare now that it's paying $70,000 a year, or better to go to work and bust my ass for nothing? And this is something that if you cannot explain it in these areas that are the examples of Democrat policy failure, then the whole country is damned. And I don't hear these particular candidates discussing the important topics of wealth among private citizens, not in the mafia.
No, I truly do not understand the Republican playbook. I mean, not in the least. The Democrat playbook, I totally understand. It's,
yeah, me too.
It seems to be to promise people free stuff. And they play Santa Claus, and it doesn't matter that they can't deliver, because by the time that finally comes around, either they're no longer in power or they'll have figured out how to blame somebody for it. I mean, that makes sense politically. That's a winning strategy. I don't understand why Republicans right now, going into this midterm election, are not just beating the drum on the economy, on inflation, on crime, on immigration. I mean, my goodness, these are issues that have a broad, and I mean very, very broad constituency that are in complete agreement. And they fall, I don't want to say they fall in line, but they agree with the Republican Party on those points.
You know, it's funny. My best friend growing up, and to this day, he's like my brother. He's a descendant of Cubans. And his family are my family. He's got two brothers and a sister. They're like my brothers and a sister. And I was just on the phone today with one of the younger brothers who's an attorney, very smart kid. And he has very good friends in the community of people from Cuba and Venezuela and Brazil, all that have fled because their family helps immigrants who come here to get established in business and whatnot. His father is an example of this. And he was telling me, he was having a conversation with a new immigrant from Venezuela. And they said, you don't understand, the government likes this kind of chaos and failure and violence and the feeling of helplessness, because then they can come in and promise safety and deliver corruption, and the people get used to it. He's describing us. He's not just describing Hugo Chavez and Maduro. He's describing the American Democrat mafia and the complacency and ignorance of the Republicans. And I'm starting to think, It's because they're all in on it. They really, really are. I you know, at least in the Tea Party movement, you heard guys that stabbed you in the back like Adam Kinzinger and Joe Walsh. You're not even hearing these candidates run on freedom, on propertyism, on the Americanism that built this country's wealth and the quality of life for the individual. They're more discussing a better managed collectivism than they are freedom.
Yeah, and you know, it's really scary too how you've seen this kind of seep in to all different kinds of to all different aspects of life, right? It's not just politics, it's not just the economy, it's not just money anymore, where we have a president, or I don't care if it's a senator or whatever, get up to the microphone and talk about how, you know, how devoted of an American they are, or take Joe Biden. He always says how devoted he is as a Catholic, right? I mean, my goodness, have you ever met a Catholic that was happier killing babies than Joe Biden? I mean, really?
Well, so another reason never to give him a dollar.
Right. There's this extreme disconnect where it just reminds me in a very Orwellian sense of a third world dictator getting up to the microphone and saying, oh, yes, I'm a devout Catholic. Meanwhile, I'm slaughtering a bunch of people with my brown shirts while no one's looking. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, I am for peace. Meanwhile, I'm arming my military so we can go invade our neighbors. Oh, yes, I am for economic stability. I am for a strong currency. Meanwhile, I'm printing every single piece of paper I can so that I can spend like crazy and tax my people without their knowing it.
You know, it's funny, too, to watch the Duchess of Chaffington, Chicago Mafia member, call people who support Trump Nazis, as you could pick her own hometown and see the kind of fascism and autocracy that's implemented, not just in the city of Chicago, but by the fat trust fund baby governor, and how it has become now normal, where the government stays in an emergency setting to control every aspect rather than answer for the atrocities of the last 2.5 years. And they are all in the lead in the polls. And that is an acceptance by the low IQ mafia member Democrat. And when they outweigh you, you're never going to push back this party of corruption and phony altruism. You're never going to push this back unless you go to other areas and say, I've had enough of you. I can't see a way out when people get used to the corruption and failure of the Democrat mafia.
You know, to your point, Sean, I think that's exactly why so many people have left Illinois and have gone to places like Florida, to Tennessee, to Texas. And, you know, I was having a discussion not that long ago with someone who said, oh, that's just because of the weather. I'm like, OK, then please explain to me why people are leaving California that has the best weather in the country. Please explain to me why Illinois is losing population to every single one of its neighbors, including those above it,
yeah,
which are colder, which are further north.
Yeah.
Okay. It is not just about weather. If that's all it was about, then people would be leaving all of the northern states and going south. And that's not the trend at all.
You know, it's interesting. People don't realize there was an executive order signed by Joe Biden. I can't remember the number. It's like 0461. He slipped it in the beginning. And in that law, in that executive order, banks around America have a tremendous amount of power to stop people who have money from withdrawing it, to monitor the way in which you spend it. And I'm looking at what's going on in Lebanon, and most people are not talking about this. Lebanon is in economic chaos, and you could argue in the Middle East, that was the country that was most like America, had the best quality of life. Yet in the meantime, the banks have seized money from the citizens, and they're in absolute depression chaos. As I'm watching that over the weekend, studying the economics behind it, I'm hard-pressed to see a separation between American policy economically and Lebanese. The only difference is Lebanese offsets its currency with the American dollar and doesn't have its version of the Federal Reserve. When I look at this around the world and I see the collapse and I see the massive inflated costs of energy and the guarantees by my government to shut down energy, am I looking at our future?
I think so. And, you know, I think a very, very scary sign of the future. You want to talk about these banks preventing withdrawals. I mean, look at what we did to the Russians. Look at what we did to Russian citizens, to the Russian central bank. We took money that was lawfully theirs, that was here in the United States, and said, no, you can no longer have access to it. Why? Because we wanted to cause a severe credit crunch and collapse the economy of Russia. It didn't work. It turned out to be a disaster. It is actually hurting Americans more than it is hurting Russia. Why? Because Russian bonds that are owned by Americans are not receiving interest, not because the Russian government can't pay the interest, but because financial institutions have been forced by the government to block that transaction. In other words, Russia is literally getting to keep money that would have gone to American citizens who hold those bonds. It is absolute insanity. Meanwhile, we are threatening the supremacy of the dollar because we are creating a world where other countries are wondering, gee, are my accounts in the United States, are my dollar deposits going to get cut off when the Biden administration deems that my administration is not woke enough? I mean, they're already calling the new leader of Italy a fascist and the next Mussolini.
She's done nothing.
Is it really?
She's preached capitalism, from what I've seen.
Well, she preaches capitalism. She preaches family values. But to this administration, that is right-wing extremism, and it has to be stomped out. And who knows? Maybe we're going to cut off Italy's dollar deposits next. And at that point, is the dollar still going to be the reserve currency of the world?
You know what? It doesn't deserve to be. Run by this kind of corrupt mafia, it really doesn't deserve to be. We've been the ones that have been implementing economic terrorism all around the world. And what we've done is a disgrace. The problem is they've been able to propagandize the American idiot so that he doesn't even know what you're speaking of. And here's something I'm interested in, because you're in economic data. I want to know, have they ever quantified how much money American institutions, American pension funds, and 401ks have lost because the actions of the American government has seized stock that was pushed by American Wall Street on the American citizen? If you own any Russian oil stock, any Russian stock whatsoever, you simply lost your money. What is the government going to do? Did they even discuss it? I see no news on this.
No, none whatsoever. You know, meanwhile, you have people who very astutely, when the war in Ukraine first started and the ruble tanked, a lot of people plowed money into rubles because they realized that Russia is still a very sound economy. You know, that doesn't mean their actions in Ukraine are justified, obviously.
No.
But in terms of their export market, I mean, it's going gangbusters right now. Putin is making more money than he ever did before because of his energy exports and because our lack of energy production. And yet now you have American investors who are unable to sell their rubles, who are unable to take their profits off the table.
Yeah. You know, whenever that subject comes up, I always find a way to kill the conversation by saying, I think the atrocities done by the Russian government on the Ukrainian people are terrible, just as much as I thought the atrocities done on the Ukrainian people by the Ukrainian government were terrible. They don't know what to do. Your brain shorts out. So listen, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you for what you do. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think you should look into just how many hundreds of billions of dollars were seized from the American people and American retirement accounts by the government in our country, demanding they lose money by seizing it if they invested in Russian companies. I think that's an interesting number, and I think people will be astonished. And only you have the brain to figure it out over at Heritage.
I will certainly take a look, Sean.
Thank you, brother. EJ Antoni, Heritage, he's recommended reading if you listen to this show. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We will take your calls and comments after this.
Call Sean now. 312-642-5600. AM 560. The answer.
It's Executive Order 1467. Executive Order 14067 gives banks not just a mission to have oversight, but an obligation to report activity. Why is that allowed? They have to report activity? So you negate what the rights of the people, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. You circumvent that with an executive order. How is that allowed? And moreover, what does that mean when the bank gets orders from the government? Ooh, I know what it looks like.
This is what Lebanon's financial implosion looks like. This is what it has done to the people, the victims of this economic collapse, who've had enough. Ordinary citizens have...
By the way, have you heard about this on your news? An entire country is in a massive depression, and the government has been ordered to keep their money and not give it to the people, as their policies are creating massive inflation. Sound familiar?
Held up at least seven banks since Wednesday. in these desperate attempts to get their money out of banks.
Their money.
They've been largely locked out of their life savings for 3 years after banks enforced unofficial capital controls. This woman, Sally Hafez, threatened to set herself on fire and held people hostage with what she later said was a toy gun. She told...
Do you know why, Squirrel? Her sister has cancer and needs surgery. They won't give it to her. She has the money, and the bank won't give her the money. So she had to go in with a toy gun, threaten to burn herself, and hold hostages to get her money, and she didn't. She got arrested. Why? Because the government has control of her money. That is what Executive Order 14067 does in this country. You think this is out of the realm of things here? After all, you're just coming over 2 years where some fat bastard was giving you health tips and telling you if you could go to your family's wakes, let alone go in your own business, butter-handed trust fund pansy, who stands a good chance of being reelected by the slaves of the Democrat mafia in Illinois. Rich, Indian Head Park.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing tonight?
Good. What's up?
How was your weekend?
Fantastic. I enjoyed it. I mean, I have to tell you, I was kind of disgusted watching old people get scared out of their minds to go and hire and spend money they didn't have to board up because of the cone of uncertainty, as now they don't have any clue where this thing is going, and they got everybody worried. I mean, you have to prepare. But I'm more interested in why NASA is sending a spaceship to crash into an asteroid like the video games in the 80s and not interested in blowing up something to change the trajectory of a hurricane. But go ahead.
Yeah, really. Oh, I wanted to talk about this act that they have, the Reduction Act.
Inflation Reduction Act? It's supposed to change the course of the hurricane, too. It didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, they have 87,000 IRS agents they're adding. So that's going to be 166,000 they have. And they only have 20,000 border agents. Why aren't they giving money to give more agents? And why aren't they assigning more judges to look into the cases of these illegals?
Here's why.
Take a look at it. There are, and it's not just Japan and South Korea, but there are quite a few countries that are really struggling because young people, because under the burdens of capitalism and under living under a society that's increasingly concentrating wealth among the rich, we're not having kids, or we're not having kids at the same rate, and we actually need immigrant populations to help balance things out. We can't continue to fund Social Security, Medicare, all of this stuff.
You need them here for the Ponzi scheme. The IRS agents are here to make sure that they take their money for the Ponzi scheme. You need the economic chaos, the societal upheaval, just like you do in Central and South American autocratic hellholes. That's what we have become. Huh?
I have one other thing that you talked about last week.
You're the one other thing guy. Go ahead.
I'm the one other thing guy. About suing DeSantis for the illegals are going to sue DeSantis for sending the people to Martha's Vineyard. Why don't the people in this country who had loved ones killed by these illegals sue the government for wrongful deaths?
Rich, they should sue the Sinaloa cartel for wrongful deaths. They're the ones that are invading our country. But here's another thing, Rich. You give me a good idea. You're getting news of what you think it's like in Florida. I'm here to tell you what it's really like in Florida as I live here.
Staying in Florida, a top Democrat in the state just endorsed Governor Ron DeSantis for re-election.
What? A top Democrat just endorsed Ron DeSantis for re-election. A top Democrat just endorsed Ron DeSantis. Do you know why? Winning!
That Democrat is Dave Kerner. He is the county commissioner in Palm Beach, and he joins me now. Okay, sir, have I got this
right? Palm Beach. You know why? A lot of people in Palm Beach lived the American dream and did well for themselves. They're aware of the failure and corruption from the sewers they left. The sewer of New York, the sewer of New Jersey, and the sewer of Illinois.
Right. You're endorsing a Republican, DeSantis, and campaigning for him every day until Election Day. What's so bad about Charlie Crist and the Democrats?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show. And yes, I have endorsed Governor Ron DeSantis. I do so proudly, and I am very much committed to...
Because good people now understand the word Democrat, the party of the Democrats, is an organized syndicate that needs to be rejected. Ta-da! It's more important to do that from a good place than a corrupt sewer that would elect a beanbag butter-handed pansy who's on 17 hours of FBI tape with a former convicted scumbag of the Democrat mafia named Rod Blagojevich. All that matters is you get one of those mafia capos in spots, huh? Scumbags? Democrat mafia. Rob LaGrange.
Hey, Sean, love the show. Hey, I have an idea what to do with the $50 stimulus checks from our phone sex governor.
All right.
Give the money to come up with a list of candidates that have a chance of maybe winning, and let's pour the checks into their campaign funds.
You could do that. I hate money in campaign funds. I really do. I hate it in the Republicans. I hate it in the Democrats. I'd like to put a restraint on it. I'm dead serious.
I know, but
did you ever read that McCain-Feingold, that you know, the one that the Republicans told you was so bad? Did you ever read it? It's interesting,
no.
Rob. You'd like it. You'd like it because basically what it says is, no more of this money into politics. You get X amount of dollars, run your campaign. You can't get your message across, you lose. Somehow we were sold the bill that what this government needs is more corruption in it. I disagree vehemently. I'm an outlier on that, brother. However,
yeah, no,
it would
I agree,
be interesting.
But this is the game we're in.
It would
this
be
is the
interesting
game we're in. Let's...
to see if Pritzker could win anything without Grandpa Abe's trust fund. Something tells me the people of Illinois would reject that fat bastard if he didn't have the propaganda machine spitting out lies. Not to mention he's going to send that wildebeest, that manatee wife of his down here, destroying the ambiance of my beaches as she turns boxers into a thong in two steps. Thank you, Rod. 312-642-5600. I may have a fat fetish. I don't like these fat bastards. We'll be back after this.
He's Sean Thompson.
Hello, Mr. Thompson.
And this is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560, The Answer.
AM 560, The Answer.
You know, when I hear Amy Jacobson, the lovely Amy Jacobson, call his farm $12.5 million, that's what he paid for it. That farm is easily worth $22 million, but it's worth it. It's a horse farm. They got the straps that they need in case they're in the mood. They got the troughs where they can get the rest of the Pritzkers, the buggy up to, stick their big fat heads in it, eat the way they look, slobs. Ken, Geneva.
I love your show, and I love your attitude. It makes me feel like there's somebody else that I can relate to. This is Ken, and I just, have you seen what happened with the central bank in Australia?
The restrictions? Didn't they put the massive restrictions?
No. They've wiped out all their equity.
Really? When did that go down? I did not see that. And I'm ashamed.
No, this is big news. This is big news. They're going to be allowed to print their way out of it. They're saying it's going to go from Australia to New Zealand to Canada to England to the United States. Remember the Asian contagion of 1996?
Yes, I do.
So your listeners need to understand we're in a really deep situation where the central banks have screwed up so bad. Australia's central bank has wiped out its equity. Look into it.
Ken, they have, how about how they all have one direction? One direction.
Yeah.
Here you are. It's regardless of revenue. It doesn't matter. They set records in revenue, and every quarter, every 2 months, more continuing resolutions, more spending. And you know what the problem is? Us. We're the ones that set the tone for this. We're the ones that made it acceptable. Now what Australia understands, let's just cut enough people in this scam, and they'll do it. After all, they're accepting it in America. You know, I'm going to say something. The U.S. dollar does not deserve to be the world currency. We are guilty of economic terrorism, and we've just cut enough people in. That's why they hide the news, Ken. I appreciate you giving me news
I didn't have.
Thank you, brother.
Completely agree.
Yeah,
yep.
Thank you. See, that's why it's important. We all come together. New dollar, the Florida dollar. Ooh, I'll take some of that. Kevin, Austin, Texas. You want the Texas dollar, or you want the Illinois, what's a good word for the dollar? It would have that big fat slob governor on it with his cousin Penny. What's a good name? It's got to be something like a European baguette.
Pritzker's not going to be on the coin because people are going to get involved. Like what Rob was talking about earlier,
and they're going to look at this realistically. They don't hate the players. They hate the game and the player as far as Pritzker. If people get together, they can actually win. Do you want Pritzker to lose, or do you want to be
– doesn't matter what I want. You got more welfare roaches than not. You just got $50.
No,
we'll call it the Pritzker boond. There we go. That's good. Glad I thought of that. The Pritzker
boond. Point is that
you want the Texas De Niro or the Pritzker boond?
It wouldn't be the De Niro. No, I don't know.
Why?
The latke? I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see Joe Biden in Washington getting creepy with the kids at the Atlanta Braves thing? Why did they have the Atlanta Braves won the World Series? I didn't even know that. I don't pay attention.
He gets creepy all the time. Is there anything new to that? I mean, is anybody surprised?
Did the Atlanta Braves still have the best logo in sports next to the Hawks or no? They got rid of it? Oh, they still got the guy with the feather in his head? No, the Hawks, I know. I'm asking about the Atlanta Braves. Did they? They just got the Hawk? They got rid of the guy with the feather on his head?
Well, my hope is, I want to call about Rod. Rob is right. People get involved. Let's win this election.
All right. Do you know how I knew that Elizabeth Warren wasn't an Indian, Kevin?
Her high cheekbones?
She made too much money flipping houses. And you're hard-pressed to find an Indian real estate flipper. Thank you. 312-642-5600. Chuck and Dullivan.
Hey, Indian real estate flipper was the name of my garage band in high school. Hey, were you talking about an Indian when you said Indian? Was that Native Indian, American Indian, or was that a Dunkin' Donut Indian?
I'm going to go with the ones that my ancestors chased down.
Hey, anyway, I want to tell you something. I'm leading in the polls right now. I'm all excited.
Oh,
if you've got anybody that knows where there's a high traffic area, look up my website, BarmanUSA.com, BarmanUSA.com. And tell them, I got to get on route 43.
Is that your name, Barman?
Barman, yeah. Barman. Like a guy at a bar.
So that means you come from a long line. You have a lot of ancestors that bellied up to the bar. So many so, when they asked them, who's that guy with the beard, they said Barman. And that's how it became your last name. Is that correct?
That's correct. But anyway, but I'm doing really good with that. And I wanted to thank you so much for letting me get on the show once in a while. I'm bumping into all your listeners everywhere I go now. So
show's growing.
If you know anybody's got prime real estate, I'm talking interstates, Route 50, downtown Kenosha. Anybody that knows anybody,
I'll tell you this,
Chuck. Sign up.
I guarantee you this: if you win and the Republicans hold Wisconsin, you will see a massive population boom, especially if the beanbag trust fund butter-handed pansy that's ruining Illinois retains office. I predict good things.
You know what the name of the dollar would be? It would be the beached whale dollar. Because every time he goes and he swims over by Chuck's, he lands up on a beach. People run over there and push him back out into Lake Geneva.
Oh yeah, and that's when you have to answer questions. I didn't know Lake Geneva had manatees. Yes, they're Pritzkers. Candace, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has lots of manatees. There's lots of walking whales around here, I'll tell you that. But
I know, because you moved to a place where if you're not 180, you're not a lady. Go ahead.
I know. So this weekend I saw these four people sitting in a booth, and I was waiting on them, and they started talking about how great things are under Biden. I said, you guys, I couldn't help myself.
Good.
I said, you guys must be public sector union people, right?
Nice.
Let me tell you something. Things are not better.
Candace, give me a video because I want to see you yelling at union workers. It's been something I've wanted to see forever. You're up against the clock, beauty. Good, the best.
From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me. I said,
if you do not have property rights, you're a slave. If the only way to gain sustenance is through political corruption, you're a third world European servant to corrupt government. That's the beauty of America. It's not designed that way. It's been bastardized. How you're going to navigate it is up to you. You have to be smarter. You have to be aware. My next guest has built a career on being smarter and being aware. His name is Tom Fortino. He is the founder of Alpha Wealth Group. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Sean. How are you doing today?
Good, good. But, you know, I have kids, unborn grandkids. I want them to have the opportunity to do the things that I was able to do. I've seen the economy become corrupted, corporatized, and bastardized. So I'm going to have to rely on doing the best I can, not because I want my kids to be butter-handed beanbags, but because I want my grandkids to be able to retain some sort of dignity as the government takes it away from tens of millions of people. What's the best way to do that?
Well, I agree. It's tough, you know, what we're dealing with. And I agree with all your positions as far as what this these people are doing to our country and our economy and so on. But, you know, so we have to try to control the things we can. I wish we could control, you know, what the Fed's doing. I wish we could control a lot of these things. But the thing is, we have to do what we can do. And I would say as much as possible, especially with what's going on, you know, we want to try to get engaged. So when we talk about the market, yeah, it was down. Yes, it's down for the year.
7,700 points since January, brother. That's a, I mean, that come on, that market's been going down more than Kamala Harris on lunch. What is going on?
Well, I mean, you know, the Democrats are running things. That's what's going on.
I mean, all right, enough said. When you see these policies, you know, this is what I try to communicate to the people all day long. This is no longer an economy that runs on efficiency. This is a Ponzi scheme that corrupts efficiency. So if you've been able to attain wealth, protect it, it's under siege. Can you imagine what taxes are going to look like after this midterm? They have to raise taxes on everybody everywhere. Are there some rules in place against retirement accounts?
Yeah, I mean, as far as that, look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do manage money. It's important, but I always say it's not just about growing a pile of money. Yes, it's important. We can talk about the market and having an investment plan. But one thing we have to keep in mind, and I concentrate on a lot, is trying to get as much of your money into tax-free. And so, for example, right, you have until the end of the year. And by the way, the Trump tax cuts, as sure as you know, we got four more years. Nobody knows what this future is, but these lower, historically lower tax brackets are going away. Okay, 2025 is the last year, right? They sunset. So my point is, you have until the end of this year, and then there's three more years left to do Roth conversions and lower tax brackets, and maybe there's an opportunity to do that prior to the end of the year. Get your money into tax-free, you know, for the rest of your life. Tax-free forever, right?
Yeah.
You can do, you know, that's one option. Capital losses. I know it's tough seeing the accounts are down, but try to capture those losses before the end of the year. If you have a stock or an investment that's down.
You know, Tom, listen, we didn't grow up with rich people now. I can adapt to rich people talk, too. I got a cash flow problem. You mean you're broke? Capital losses means you lost your ass. Take record of it because the government only allows you to write off a small portion of it. I mean, if I got $150,000 in Russian oil stock and the government takes it, is the verdict in on what we're doing with that? What are we doing with that?
You mean if the government takes our money?
Well, if, you know, they sold. I didn't do this, but I have a dear friend of mine who took a tremendous haircut because Bank of America or J.P. Morgan or one of these Washington oligarchs talked this kid into putting half his money into Russian oil companies. He did that. Mm-hmm. When Joe Biden comes in, does the sanctions, they seize all the money. This kid can't even access his own money. It doesn't even show up anymore. I mean, you want to talk about a capital loss? That's a theft.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is, like I said, with these accounts that are down, look, if you've got accounts that are down, that's tough enough. But you have until December 31st to try to say, well, at least I can take a deduction on those losses, maybe get rid of some crummy holdings and reposition them, right? And so you have a capital loss that you can use against any gains going forward. You can use that money to, again, put it in a Roth. You can do $7,000 per person per year. Do it right now. Get those contributions in. Sell the stock. Have a capital loss. Use it against income. Use it against, you know, use it against future gains, and maybe reposition that money in a Roth So you can do contributions, you can do conversions, you can sell. So there's so many things that we can be doing. And I think it helps in this environment where I, you know, maybe I'm taking some of your terms, we are under siege. I mean, we got these people spending money. I'm originally from Detroit. I-375, I've been on it many times. Now cement is racist. And so they're tearing down, taking our money, tearing down these projects
that we,
you know,
built.
So we know what's going on. Yeah, it's so crazy. You know,
we get the double whammy. This is like a first marriage in Winnetka. Ends in tragedy. However, there's something interesting going on that you're saying that I think people need to understand. And this was given to me by an old-time trader who I love and I miss terribly. I don't even know if he's alive right now. I'm embarrassed to say that. But back then he used to tell me, listen, you know how you know you're a loser? When you're hoping to get even, you're a loser. And don't be a loser. And when you see people, the knee-jerk reaction of the common man, the ordinary man, is they protect losers with winners. So what you're saying is if you have holdings and they're down, sell those dogs. Cut the losses. Mm-hmm. Protect the winner. That's what separates people. That's what separates wealth. Losers are the kind of guys that take from winners and they protect losers. They take the money they make at their job, they put it in investments that suck, they put it in habits that suck, they put it in wasteful areas. And what you're saying, the key to life, to gaining some respectability and some independence in the future, is to know how to recognize your winners from your losers and get the hell out of your losers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to your point, Sean, you know, this becomes habit. And then these are things you're looking at and you're starting to do every year, whether it's, you know, taking these losses and repositioning and trying to get more money into tax-free. And, you know, you start to control what you can. Again, I know it's tough in this environment, but these are things we can be doing as part of our overall plan. You know, there's all these pieces to your plan. It's not just one thing. And so,
And you know, let me ask you this. Is it time, you know, I watch these imbeciles, these Democrat morons, try to forever change the most important thing to prosperity, to true progress, and that is the American success and wonderful costs for base life sustenance like energy, as they try to really destroy it and promise you this boondoggle, which every aspect, and let me start off by saying this, Tom. When I was first introduced to the kind of alternative energy, I jumped in that son of a gun. I'm like, wait a minute, if this stuff works, it's going to be huge, right? I mean, if that stuff actually worked, it would be unbelievable. But the reality is, as you go through it, this is all a fraud. Every one of their so-called answers and this alternative bull dung and this net zero hobgobble, it's all a fraud. So if you're not in on the front running like the Nancy Pelosi stock returns, which Warren Buffett can only dream of, if you're not in on this, you're better off. Is now the time to start positioning yourself in the actual answers, in the old-fashioned black gold and natural gas, and companies that do it?
You know, it's interesting you bring it up, because it now could be a time, because especially now, because energy has been hit. If you take a look, and you can buy the sector, again, because you know, Sean, you can buy the sector ETF for those if you don't want to just own one or two positions. XLE is the energy. That's gotten beaten up recently. I think, and I agree with your point, that there's an opportunity here, I think, longer term. We're not getting off energy. This type of energy. It's just no way. It's not possible. It's physically impossible. You can look at some of these countries that are trying to do it, and they're collapsing. You look at, you know, they didn't.
And I'm not going to be walking around in my lederhosen chopping down wood like I was a German. Those morons, how they turned themselves into goofs. I mean, it's a joke. Germany was independent. It didn't. This is self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. I think America will throw out these imbeciles beforehand. At least I hope so. But in the meantime, position yourself. And, you know, this is the thing to tell guys, young guys. It's still be optimistic, because you still have the freedom to pick and choose what is going to win. You don't have to just buy along with the, oh, everything is terrible. I mean, I went to cash a while ago, man, and I missed a big pop and all the rest of it. But I knew what was in store. And now I'm sitting down and I don't have to deal with margin call Monday, which leads to more failure as people protect losers. This is what you're saying. Change your mindset and look for the winner.
Yeah. You know, it really comes back to really kind of understanding what your goal is, your investment objective. I think, unfortunately, all too often, we may not have a plan and we can't stick to it. And then we start making moves emotionally, and then we get burned. So, you know, that's why I say you know, the call to action really, sit down, know what you own, understand what you own, and try to see where, you know, what makes sense for you and what your goals are. That's really what you have to do. And you know, try to eliminate as much of the noise as possible. It's tough.
Yeah.
But really, that's what you have to do. If you have a good advisor, sit down with them and try to define it.
Now, it's funny. I started, you know, I was 18 at the Merck, and I started making money good. I was a really good clerk, and I enjoyed myself. And, you know, I invested in luxury cars and fast women. So I didn't wait till later in life before I started to look for my retirement. When should people start looking? We got some young kids that listen, and we got some older guys. It's really never too late to start positioning yourself in a Roth, right?
It's never too late. I would tell anyone who's younger, certainly, I would almost go 100%. Like Roth 401ks, if you're under 50, you could put $20,500 or $21,500. I would go completely, $20,500, I would almost do 100% Roth. Pay today, pay on the seed, not on the harvest. Let that thing cook for 20 years. You can do 27,000 if you're over age 50. I mean, there's so many opportunities because I've heard the phrase before, I use it now. You know, those traditional accounts are really joint titled with the government, right?
Yes.
And so we want to
hate
them.
I hate the government. Can I tell you this? I hate the government. It's one entity. It must be Latin for professional failures. That's all they ever do is fail. So what we need to do is get the mindset of the young people who are going to be dragged by their nose down the failures of corrupt government. At least if they can make themselves independent by having a little something that isn't part of that corruption, they can go forward. And the beauty is, I always tell people the Apple stock. This is a fascinating stock thing. I don't know if you ever heard it, but in 1994, which isn't that long ago, $1,000 of Apple stock in 94. It's like $8 million right now. And that can happen again. There will be another Apple. There are things to inspire people. There still is some small aspect of a very few select good companies that can deliver that kind of return in 30, 40 years. Your job as an American is to figure that out, right?
I agree. Imagine if it's all tax-free, so try and get it in your Roth.
The saddest part about that whole story is that when I had the $1,000 in 1994, I went to the dollhouse instead of buying Apple stock. But that's another story. Tom Fortino. In the meantime, what time is your show on Saturdays?
It's Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Saturday.
All right. And are you concerned with what the government can do, should, may God forbid, for a thousand millenniums, the Democrats retain the Senate and Congress? I mean, obviously, they're going to come after massive tax revenue.
Yeah.
They're going to go after companies and the rest of it. I mean, have you given any thought into, if they do that, what does the stock market look like in 2 years?
Well, if they do get in, I mean, we know they tried to do it in the Build Back Better. They were going to raise cap gains to 40%, increase corporate tax rates. They were going to do it, raise the highest marginal tax rate. So it's not, you know, we're not trying to guess at what they're going to do. They've already said it. And so they're going to do it. Look what they're doing to corporations. Don't forget all the regulations, which are actually a higher burden to corporations than taxes. It's not going to be pretty. Let's put it that way.
Why can't politicians of the Republican side who say they're Republicans explain to these imbeciles who are implementing policies that destroyed nations throughout history, there is no such thing as a corporation? I mean, it doesn't exist. It is a vestibule of legal protection. And if you bestow onto that entity more encumbered costs, those people who make it up will simply raise costs. Why is there a disconnect between anybody dumb enough to be a Democrat and reality? There is no such thing as a corporation. There should be zero corporate tax because only people pay taxes, not entities.
I agree. That's,
come on, Tom, we got to figure out how to talk to these fracking Republicans when they're not too busy setting up their brothers as lobbyists or their wives in the video game empires. Come on, Tom, you can speak to these guys. You have the clothes for it. I don't.
I'll do what I can do, Sean. I hope someday. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Pray to God we have a landslide in November. That's all I can say.
In the meantime, it's Alpha Wealth Group. Is it alphawealthgroup.com, right? Alphawealthgroup.com.
It's alphawealthgroup.com.
Tom Fortino, Saturdays, 9 in the morning. Thanks for coming on, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, Sean. Thanks a lot. Keep the faith. Bye-bye.
312-642-5600.
He believes in freedom, capitalism, and individual liberty. And because of that,
he's become an enemy of the state.
He's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer.
AM 560. The Answer.
You know, it's funny. Not only was America more prosperous under Donald Trump, it had a brighter future. You see, because the answers are simple. Very, very simple. Destroy the government control of the economy will prosper. You have an answer for the American Marxist communist who doesn't understand that his problem is governments? Explain to him. You want health care? Simple. Very, very simple. Incentivize through alleviating doctors and hospitals of taxation to treat roaches and bust outs for free. That's all. You don't pay any taxes. Here, you want to make money? Make money. And then if you help somebody and you don't charge them, you pay no taxes. Dollar for dollar. Instead of the government manipulating and controlling things, because what the government will do is what it always has done. Misappropriate the funds. But for some reason, Americans are willing to give more control to the most corrupt economic illiterates in this country, Democrats.
Because what's inflation? Inflation is at the end of the month, do you have less money from your paycheck or more money from your paycheck?
So let's hear that from the 80-year-old demented patient. Inflation is at the end of the month when you have less money in your paycheck. What did he say? Than you had? Is that what this idiot said?
Because what's inflation? Inflation is at the end of the month. Do you have less money from your paycheck or more money from your paycheck?
Less money.
Come on, man.
From your paycheck than more money from your paycheck is inflation? That's not true, moron. What if the person who gets the paycheck is a degenerate drunk, gambler, drug addict, also known as a Democrat? What if the person who gets the paycheck is a real scumbag? Should we be pumping him up, giving him sustenance, kicking in a little more something for nothing?
Well, but like I said, this is kind of like how they do the Social Security increase. It's the same thing every year in SNAP. So they raise it as well. So now more people can apply for it.
You want to fix society? Fix the corruption in it through government sustenance. Let's start here. If you're guilty of a felony, you don't qualify for any government cheese. Nothing. Not the EBT. Not the free housing. Not the free health care. In fact, if you're a murdering scumbag rat that likes to beat people on the head with wine bottles, you get nothing.
Yesterday near the 95th Red Line station, CBS 2's Mugo Odigwe has the disturbing video of that incident.
What happened,
and
Mugu?
Pictures of the men the police are looking for.
Mugu.
A passenger.
Can you imagine? What do you go out to dinner? What's your name? Mugu. Oh, really? Mugu. What you mean me a Capital Griller on eight? We'll get to figure out what the rest of the name means.
We're on the train at the time of the incident.
What happened to Carol? Anybody named Carol anymore? What about Nancy? Cheryl? Mugu.
The video. She says everyone just stood by and watched. She says she couldn't help out either because she was afraid of being attacked too. We should warn you, this video is very difficult to watch.
What do you think it's like for the 75-year-old guy that was cracked on the head by a couple of Democrats? You think it's difficult for him? What happens when the Democrats get caught? Well, we know what happens when they get caught in Philadelphia and stab somebody 26 times.
I'm happy that he's going to be going home to his family. And that even if you're not moved by, again, the morality of having these folks go back home.
The morality of letting a scumbag out who stabbed somebody 26 times versus caring about the person he killed. And you think these people are going to fix it? They're not going to fix it. They like it this way because they're kind of creeps.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. You got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
It's not funny. It's creepy. Did you see him today with the kids taking the picture with the real estate guys? No. Creepy. 312-642-5600.
This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Any rate.
Man, oh man, I wonder if he's talking about Kamala Harris. Whew. We'll be back after this.
Make money, smoke cigars, and live free on the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer.
AM 560, The Answer.
So when it comes to this kind of massive failure politically, how in the world can the Democrats' scourge even run? Show their face would be a good thing. Creeps that they are. But even run. Well, they're going to run on misinformation, on lies, on this pretend utopia that will somehow come along if we only can get you people under control and take enough money from you. So what are they going to run on? They're going to run on baby murder. Where is Kamala Harris? I think here she is.
You don't have to change your faith or abandon your faith or your deeply held beliefs to agree. The government should not be telling a woman what to do with her body.
It's not anything to do about telling a woman what to do with her body. For instance, she can use all her body in all kinds of ways as long as it doesn't result in murder, because we pass laws on to human beings. It's a funny thing called the Enlightenment, where the human beings are all entitled to certain rights and protected by the government against those that would try to kill them, even if they're their mother. Crazy concept. And then they're going to run on January 6th, the insurrection, which to a border agent probably looks a little bit like a party. But to the rest of the Marxist and mafia members in the Democrat Party, this looks like an opportunity to them. But when they spread misinformation, it's nice to know there's at least a handful of Congress people, birthing people and non-birthing people, like this congressman from Tennessee, who wanted to correct a Democrat lying roach.
I mean, I wasn't listening. We were...
Mondaire Jones?
I mean, I wasn't listening. We were conversing.
Oh, the Democrat rep is Mondaire Jones. All right. And this is a Tennessee congressman.
I mean, I wasn't listening. We were conversing a bit. But did I hear, and I think, did you say that a police officer was bludgeoned to death by the crowd at the January 6th riots?
Wrong.
I said a police officer was bludgeoned to death. I did not say at the hands of whom, Mr. Bishop.
Now, think about that. I did not say at the hands of whom. Where was the policeman bludgeoned to death? Because they're going around from the guy with the wet pants all the way down to a lowly congressman. It's all dolled up in his costume. They're going around saying five people died on January 6th, and nobody says the name Ashley Babbitt, the real victim of violence on January 6th, murdered by a Capitol policeman.
Just who are you referring to, if you don't mind saying?
I can get that information for you in a few minutes.
Well, I just want to make sure, because
are you denying that Capitol Police, that at least one Capitol Police officer was murdered in the midst of what happened on January 6th?
Yeah, I think I am denying. I mean, here's what I understood, that there were reports early on that Sicknick was struck with a fire extinguisher, and that subsequently was debunked as false. He died of natural causes that were not connected to the event. Are we talking about the same person, Sicknick, or are we talking about somebody else? Seriously, I mean, that's...
No. He's got to come up with an answer. By the way, it's Dan Bishop of North Carolina. I got, not Tennessee. Dan Bishop of North Carolina correcting a moron who is now searching for a reasonable lie, like so many of the Democrats do when you question them on their bull dung.
This is a genuine question, because the medical examiner, the U.S. Capitol Police put out a report agreeing with the medical examiner finding the USCP officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes.
Mr. Bishop, well, just an initial thought, and I know that Mr. Roy, you two are an attorney. Mr. Bishop speaks often about how brilliant of an attorney he is. We're talking about but-for causation.
But-for causation? Hey, moron. You, moron. Stand next to the guy who thinks that Guam can flip over. Put dunce caps on.
Of Officer Sicknick's death. And so I would hope that you would at least concede, at a minimum, that Mr. Sicknick died as a result of what happened on January 6th.
No. See, this is what you're going to have to learn to do. Do not concede one of their lies. Not one. There is no, zero evidence or correlation between Sicknick dying and bludgeoned or violence or anything that happened to him on January 6th. Unless you want to argue that it caused his stroke, then what caused Fetterman's stroke? Mr. Mumbles, blah, 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 blah. What caused Joe Biden's stroke, aneurysm, that somehow that rat bastard survived? What was the causation of those strokes? Or is it only this stroke that was caused by Trump?
I'm disappointed if you would suggest otherwise, sir.
Here's another thing. Are you disappointed? Hey, Democrat scumbag, all dolled up in your $3,000 costume, you stupid idiot. Are you disappointed in my opinion? Right here with what you think of me, scumbag. You think I care what a Democrat roach, failure, mafia member thinks about anything? Sit in a corner and shut up.
I mean, look, I don't think that's correct either, but just was he bludgeoned to death? Is that because I think Ms. Demings was even looking at, we were sotto voce between me and her saying he was. I'm sincere as I can be. My understanding is that that was debunked, and Mr. Roy just read the medical examiner's information. Do you guys contend that he was bludgeoned to death?
I contend that 138 Capitol and D.C. police officers were injured and that multiple Capitol police officers.
How many police officers were injured in Minneapolis? In Oregon? How many police officers were injured in the riots of the land speculators? BLM, which used to mean Bureau of Land Management, but now it means Black Lives Matter, let's raise money and buy kind of all the kind of luxury stuff.
Died as a direct result of what happened on January 6th. And I hope that you...
It's your time. You don't have to answer.
I hope you can see how one would question the sincerity of such a minute point.
I question your sincerity, you mafia member, political whore, dying to be a pimp. I question you on everything, because everything your party stands for is a lie. Every example of your policy is an example of corruption, fraud, and failure. So your opinion on me or anybody who isn't in your mafia or willing to pretend that you are legitimate doesn't mean squat to anybody with an IQ over 60. Your party's full of the idiots. Your party's full of the willful slaves and the stupid people who believe that January 6th was an insurrection instead of an entrapment case, an example of government corruption that would make the Ukrainian Nazis blush. Robert Bloomingdale.
Hey, Sean, how you doing tonight?
I'm aggravated. There's still people willing to think the Democrats are a political party rather than La Cosa Nostra.
Give me a break. You know, that's what, you know, the thing is, you're talking about the Capitol Police and that poor girl got killed. I think, in my opinion, these Capitol Police officers are nothing but two-bit security guards. Only got a job because they know some congressman and couldn't get a real job if their life depended on it in a police force. What do you think?
I think you just described described 80% of all municipal workers and a good 40% of police. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Dave in Downers Grove.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Hey, listen, these Democrats are evil for wanting to kill babies, but they go by... you know, it's the right of the woman to do what she wants with her body. But, you know, prostitution's still illegal. Why can't a woman be a whore to pay for groceries on the table? I mean, wouldn't that help her problem with the inflation?
I think it would help. I mean, it does work in Democrat strongholds where I think they turn a blind eye to them. But you know what's interesting? You would think that the reality of fentanyl and what it's done to society, you would think that the reality of the kind of failure of corruption in big pharma turning millions, tens of millions of people into drug addicts, and the corruption in the government answer of millions of dollars funneled into these corrupt entities that treat them, the ones that live. You would think there would be something that triggered some sort of investigated knowledge of the what's called the media that's really a Democratic propaganda machine. You would think there's some level of failure, but yet here we are, week in and week out of Democrat sewers, corruption, failure, death, and chaos. And what do their representatives want to talk about? January 6th, where the only person to die was a veteran who voted for Trump. Thank you very much, Dave. 312-642-5600.
He will never negotiate his constitutional rights with the government. Live free or die on The Sean Thompson Show on AM 560. The Answer.
AM 560. The Answer.
When the moon hits your eye.
That's right, Squirrel. It's the last segment. Let's cheer the people up. I got good news. Good news for you. You notice how I didn't play Psaki? Did I play KJP? Sideshow Bob? I don't think I did. Let's play some good news. How do I want to end? Here's a good sign.
Anyone in this room, had anyone been a former Democrat at some point? Had anyone ever voted for a Democrat? Raise your hand. Okay, so several of you. Why are we suddenly seeing a Republican having so much momentum? What do you all think?
We were already conservatives. We were already with conservative values. It's just nobody noticed. They took us for granted. The party, the Democratic Party, left me.
That's a new immigrant. came here legally, is it a contributing American rather than a roach, it's good. It's a good sign. Here's another good sign.
So I'm going to ask you, will you remain a Republican regardless of what happens in the next election?
I'm going to make sure Donald Trump, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure he's not the nominee. And if he is the nominee, I won't be a Republican.
Okay.
Hey, good, Liz. Take your thigh rash, Adam Kinzinger, and your corrupt scumbag father, and every other one of you Bush scumbag inside trading corporatists, including Mitch McConnell. Take them all and get the hell away from me, scumbags. I see who you are. Maybe this is an opportunity to cleanse not just the mafia party of the Democrats, which can't be cleansed, just be rejected, but to cleanse the Republican Party of the scum that got us here as well, like the ones in Illinois, like little Dick Irvin, Richard. Whatever happened is Ken Griffin money. Think he spent it all? Oh, I don't think so. I think he's got some left. Not to mention the kind of money that's made in the video game business by Brady's wife. Or how about Durkin's lobbyist meathead brothers? It's time to cleanse the Republican Party. There might be a real opportunity here. Now it's going to suck for a couple of years, but we're Americans. We can bounce back. After all, we've lived through worse. It'll just be a little touch and go. Rootin' Tootin' Putin decides to nuke somebody. Ironically, with the uranium the Clintons sold him. That's always going to be my favorite part.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He only means Hillary. And I believe you, Bill, you lying Democrat scum. I'll be back in 21 hours.
Don't just have a great night. Have an American night.